नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 13.
Tatsanyatam sa Bhagavan Purusha Purano.
Is that the verse?
Yeah, number
30. Tat sanyatam shabhavan purusha purano. Narayana shwa purushaya yata sat kritam na. Narayana shwa purushaya yata sat kritam na. Swanannahona vidusham rachitanjalinam Swanannahona vidusham rachitanjalinam
Follow
Swanay shantir garishya Shanti gariyashi nama purushaya bhumne
Shanti gariyashi nama purushaya bhumne
Tatsanyatam sa Bhagavan Purusha Purano Narayana sa Purushaya Gatakritam Naha Swanano ho na vidusam rasitam jalinam Shantiye gariyasi nama purusha purushaya bhumne
That.
Shamyatam.
Let it be excused.
Shaha. He.
Bhagavan.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Purushaha.
The Supreme Person.
Purana.
The oldest.
Narayana,
Lord Narayana.
Sha
Purushaha,
by my own service,
yet
which
Ashat,
impudence,
Kritam,
performed,
Naha,
of us,
Swanan,
of my own man.
Aho,
alas,
na vidushan,
not knowing,
rachita anjalinam,
folding our hands together,
to beg your pardon,
shanti,
forgiveness,
kriyasi,
inglorious,
Namaha,
respectful obeisances,
Gurushaya,
unto the person,
Bhumne,
supreme and all pervading.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Prabhupada.
Then Yamaraj, considering himself and his servants to be offenders, spoke as follows, begging pardon from the Lord. O my Lord, my servants, and have surely committed a great offense by arresting a Vaishnava. O Narayana, O Supreme and oldest person, please forgive us. Because of your ignorance, we fail to recognize Ajamila as a servant, O Lord, of your Lordship. And thus we have certainly committed a great offense. Therefore, with fallen hands, we beg your pardon. My Lord, since you are supremely merciful and are always full of good qualities, please pardon us. We offer our respectful basis to you. Purpose. Lord Yamaraj took upon himself the responsibility for the offense committed by his servants. If the servants of an establishment makes a mistake, the establishment takes up responsibility for it. Although Yamaraj is above offenses, his servants practically, with his permission, went to arrest Ajami, which was a great offense. The Nyayashastra confirms, Ritya parabhe shamine dandaha. If a servant makes a mistake, the master is punishable because he is responsible for the offense. Taking this seriously, Yamaraj, along with his servants, prayed with folded hands to be excused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan. We can learn from this verse and this purport from what he's saying that Krishna consciousness is not a mechanical process or activity that we just do our work and pass again. There is a lot of meaning to what we do. That's why Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna consciousness, is gone. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Everything we do with the conscientiousness. Not just we just do it, but there's a meaning what we do, why we are doing it, what is the purpose of our service to Krishna, who is Krishna, why am I here? This whole idea of this Hare Krishna movement, why did Srila Prabhupada get so much effort to go to the US as an advanced age with not having any financial support? Soon he took so much trouble because he wanted to give Krishna consciousness. So those who are Vaishnavas, process of Krishna consciousness, they are the highest. The devotees, that is being exemplified here. Ajami. Sometimes we don't know who devotees are. Like these two people here, Dwarne and Pitahaja. I've never seen you, but you are taking effort and interest to be here, be with us, Sadhu Sangha, or sit with us, see the deity. So we can't judge people by your looks or what you do. So Ajami here, he was a great Vaishnava, but he was slowly drying down. So Mushil enjoyed him. Forgot, he was a Brahmana. So this happens. But because the training he had when he was Brahmana before, like the children, when they have Krishna consciousness at a younger age, that sticks in your heart, you remember for life. Even if you go away from the Hare Krishna, from religious activities in life, you give up the practices of Krishna consciousness. Because you're training the leaves, that stays inside. That's why Krishna says, Salpamapi Sattva. Even little advancement in Krishna consciousness will protect from the greatest danger, fear. For us, the greatest danger is that we forget Krishna. That's why we always pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, please allow me to remember you. We don't want anything else in life. Just allow us to remember you. Manmana bhavama bhakkan. That's what Krishna said. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me. Because that's what the devotees want. We want to remember Krishna. Always think of Krishna. Our ideas, our mind. So, in the beginning I'm saying consciousness is a very subtle matter, Krishna consciousness. We are not focused. We all have to understand. I'm doing this to be Krishna. I'm here to be my Guru Maharaj. I'm here to clear my ignorance away, clearing my path. My path devotion to Krishna, to go back to Krishna, to His loving spirit. That is the purpose of human life. The purpose of human life is to serve Krishna, is to go back to our home, to be with Krishna, our eternal master, our eternal Lord, Supreme Lord. So when we are performing devotional service in this idea, Atmagyan, we have to cultivate knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Of course, someone who comes here, they don't know anything. But because they are here, Krishna said, I'm sitting in the heart. Hidesha Arjuna Krishna, I'm sitting in the heart. And I will give you the guidance. I will give you the intelligence. Show you the path. But we have to make the initial endeavor, interest in serving Krishna. So, Ajami, he was not even calling Narayan. He was calling his son, Narayan. How merciful Krishna is. This is why we have to name our children after Krishna. Narayan, Vishnu, Vishnu Naidu. I have seen people's name and after God. So they can remember by calling their son and daughter of Krishna. That's it. So devotees, sometimes we fall down to Maya, sense enjoyment. Give me a good house, better car, a lot of money. This is natural because we want a secure life. But we always have to remember back of our mind that our real purpose is to not be here. We can't live no one in this world. Doesn't matter how secure you are materially, every one of us have to die and leave this all behind. Isn't it? Everything stays here. You can't take it with you. You grab a little bit. When tsunami comes, you grab a little bit. Yourself, your own body has to go. But the good thing is the soul, the sweet soul, the Atma is eternal. Atma lives forever. Eternal soul. Sat Chit Ananda, full of eternity and knowledge and bliss. That is our real nature. So we fall down to material things because we are in the material world for a long, long time. If you are 100 years old, you think, wow, long time ago, 1945, 1950, it's nothing. Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. How long ago? Lord Ram, 10,000 years. So long ago. Thousands and thousands of years. But time is relative. Time is... Krishna can make... He can manifest the whole spiritual world in front of you, right now. And it is, we are here in the spiritual world. We are not seeing it. So, material world we are in, we are surrounded by Maya. We are getting attracted because we are not pure devotees of Krishna. We may be chanting Hare Krishna, mind is somewhere else. That's why we have to be enthusiastic. Uttaha Krishna Gaya. Don't let your mind go here and there. Don't let your mind slip away from Krishna. Hold on to the Lord Yashoda Krishna. Hey Krishna, where are you? Hey Radha Raja Devi Krishna Lali. The Goswamis of Vrindavan are saying, where are you Krishna? Are you on this hill? Under this hill? Are you under this tree? Hey Radha, hey. Raja Devi Krishna Lali. We haven't had that attitude. They're six Goswamis, they are pure devotees of Krishna. They are Krishna's eternal associate. They are praying like this. Where do we chant? Where is our chant? Where do we stand? But they are showing us how to approach Krishna. That vidhipa nipate na parikrishna shevaya. Krishna says, that vidhipa nipate na, we have to inquire humbly and do service. Shevaya, service to the Vaishnava. The devotees. Vasipadav, Vasipadav, please bless me. You get the right understanding. Because we know the Vaishnava has the power to bless you. We don't go to the politician, Vasipadav. They can't. They can't even give you what they promise. They can give you money, material things, but Krishna can give you eternal life. That's why we go to and pray. By His mercy we are able to breathe. By His mercy we are able to walk, sing and dance.
That's why Narayan. Narayan is eternal, it's wisdom, the Supreme Lord. Krishna, all attractive. So beautiful. If you look at a flower or something, the ocean, the mountains, the moon, the sun, they're so beautiful. Extraordinary beautiful. But who created that? So Ajami, he was thinking Narayan. We have to think of Narayan at the time of difficulty. Difficulty is going to come. That is the nature of this material world. This is why we pray to Krishna sincerely. Oh Krishna, oh Rani Shankara, okay? So don't think it's all so nice here. You can have everything materially, but the material world is not a place that we can live here forever. It's full of uncertainty. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, who knew the pandemic would come? Suddenly, everyone's locked down in the home. Suddenly, your business is finished. Everything go poof, all of a sudden. No guarantee. Suddenly you have everything, but you fall sick. This is the material world. Don't think we can live here forever comfortably. Kamala damala jivana kalamala. It's like the flickering, like the water. It's always sliding off. Kamala jalamala jivana kalamala. Our life, tottering like the water on the leaf. Can't keep balance. This is why Vaishnava, we have to take full shelter of Krishna. With enthusiasm. This is the only shelter. Material world, there's no shelter. It's known as Durasraya. Ashraya, Durasraya. We live in ashram. Ashraya means shelter. Material world, Durasraya. There's no shelter. It looks like shelter. Like a mirage. A deer running for water in the desert. There's just over the difference there is one. Keep trying, keep trying. Looks like there's one. And running, running, running. And get there, there's no one. Mirage. It's your world just like that. Maya so tricky. Which is all very together. We think, wow, so nice here. This is nothing nice about it, this place. Just one more thing, I'll be fine. Just one more thing. And you get that one more thing. Oh, just one more thing, another thing. Keep going. Before you know it, life is gone. Jivana dhamala. Life is sleeping waiting. You think, ah, I'm being answered. I'm being fine. Just fine. Nothing fine around here. We are tired like this kid, and then we're going to get different ages. But we live on. The body is changing. That is Pandita Samadharshana. An intelligent person knows only the body changes. So doesn't change. He's not affected by the winter and the summer. Different seasons come and go. Pandita, an intelligent person, not someone who has PhD, a sadhu, a devotee of Krishna, who is in knowledge. Again, knowledge of the soul, spiritual knowledge, he knows that the body changes. And he's not affected by it. That is a devotee. So Krishna consciousness is a very conscious activity. Where simply, oh, all right, there goes the Hare Krishna, they're all simply dancing, singing, they don't have any intelligence, they drop out from the school, university, no. Most intelligent people are devotees. You see all the books there. We have so many courses, so many exams, intelligent devotees. Smart devotees. You want to study, look at Google and then pass the test. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit. Sat means eternity. Chit means knowledge. We already have that knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Krishna Satya Kabunai. We are born with that knowledge. We have to recover that, review that, uncover that through studies, Vedas, Swadhyaya. Scriptures under the guidance of the Vaishnava devotee. who can teach us that knowledge. We did not get that at university. That knowledge you only learn depth studying Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. He said, where did you learn these from? Bhagavatam, from the Vaishnavas. This is the temple where you get that. So the devotees, we get attracted to Maya. It's natural because we are in the mature world for a lifetime. Sometimes you go to the ocean, you see here St. Kilda Beach. Oh, you can't see the other side. Ah, that's it. I can't see the other side, but I don't believe it. Some say, seeing is believing. That's true, I can't see behind the wall. But there is bank street, bank, ocean bank. Just because you can't see doesn't exist. So many things you can't see. He begs and he believes called the Bhagavatam. Sadhu, sadhu, sastra. Guru, sadhu, sastra. They tell you. 20 years ago, there was no Uber driver. You have to know the roads. There is no GPS. Right? 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if you want to be a taxi driver, you have to know the roads well. Now anyone can drive Uber. They go to work and at night time they drive Uber to make extra money. They don't know the road, but they just put the GPS on. Someone came from China, they have no idea where the roads are, but they put the GPS on and they know how they have to know how to drive. So similarly, the Guru and Sadhu will tell you. You can't say, I didn't know. Everything is there, we have to know if we make the inquiry. The Sadhu will tell you, where is Krishna? Where is Guru? How to go back to Godhead? How to serve Krishna? So that's why when people come here, they want to know, wow, such a nice temple, so beautiful beauty. We don't know who people are. Maybe demigods are coming here in the form of checking us. Right? Like we have a temple president, Anuruddha Prabhu. He comes sometimes. Maybe he's checking on us. That's a good leader. To check on us, make sure we're doing correctly, serving Krishna. Sometimes he may be coming in disguise, not in the Vaishnava dress. So who is this guy? He's a temple president. He's checking on us. So we don't know. The demigods are coming to check on us, to make sure we're serving Krishna nicely. That's the job of Radharani. Radharani is, she's making sure the gopis are serving Krishna nicely. And the gopis are thinking other gopis. But all the way down to our guru, this Krishna master. The guru, his job, guru means what? One who is heavy with knowledge. Spiritual teachings. Teaching us how to serve Krishna, how to serve Vaishnava, how to make the temple very clean. So when you come here, you think, wow, so beautiful, so clean. I want to be here. Even if you go to your own home, you go to work, maybe your wife, she's just having a good time, not keeping the house clean. Whatever. But we have to think, your home is Krishna's home. It's a temple. Vaishnava is thinking everything belongs to Krishna. The first home is your own body. That's why you have to treat your body with sanctity. With take charamita, associated bodies, chanting Krishna. It's to cleanse our heart and our mind. The soul stuck in ignorance. Stuck in dirt. Srimad Bhagavatam alam amalam puranam. Amalam is dirt. Bhagavatam is full of beauty. Cleanse away the dust by hearing Krishna Bhagavatam, by hearing about Krishna from the Bhagavatam. So, we, for now, don't worry about it. Get up and start again. So sometimes the devotees have some fault, but don't worry about it. It's like the spot in the moon. It is spot in the moon. So Vaishnava is full of good qualities. Try to see the good things in others. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was asked to go and find somebody not good. Look for others. He went, he said, he came back, he said, I couldn't find anybody bad. He said, everybody is good. Because he himself was good. And then they sent Duryodhana to find somebody who is good. He came back, he said, I couldn't find anybody good. Yudhishthira Maharaj came back, he said, he couldn't find anybody bad. He would, because he himself was thinking, I'm so bad. And Duryodhana came back, he saw everybody, he said, I couldn't find anyone good. Because he himself was thinking everyone bad. So, if you are Vaishnava, you have to think yourself the lowest. I'm the lowest of all the lowest. Blame yourself. Think yourself, it's my fault. Don't blame others. If you're in a position to blame others, that's a different thing. But every one of us, we have to always see yourself as a humble servant. Jina Rabbi Suni Chena. Third Rabbi Suni Chena. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if you chant Hare Krishna, the qualification to chant Hare Krishna nicely is when you are in a humble attitude. You think yourself as a humbler than the grass, taller than a tree. What does that mean? Grass isn't stepping on the grass. The grass doesn't protest. Hey you! Get away! Why are you stepping on me? People cutting the trees down, branches down. This is Melbourne, a couple months a year when it's very hot summertime. The rest of the time it's all freezing cold. They have the tree, the leaves fall off. People come cut the branches. Standing in the freezing cold in the winter. Some places snowing. The tree didn't complain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we have to be taller than like a tree. Humbler than a branch. We come here all. And prasadam not good, I go home and cook. We have to accept what Krishna gives us to the humble attitude. There was one Swami. He used to travel with his deity in his chest. And people in India, sometimes when they travel, people give food, not maybe money, but rice, grain, vegetables. And then they take it home and they cook. They don't worry about future. Everything depends on Krishna. So he cooked eggplant. He didn't cook it. He just cut it and offered to his deity. He doesn't have a fire and all this thing. And he offered the eggplant to his deity in a coconut shell. That's like the bowl. We have nice, really nice bowl, silver plate from India and everything. And he just had a coconut shell and he offered it to his deity. Have anyone here ate eggplant that's not cooked? It's really, really not tasty. Uncooked eggplant. If I didn't cook eggplant, I brought it out. Yeah, I already offered. Nobody will eat. Even Krishna will eat. We have such nice kitchen with all gas stoves we can cook. But he didn't have anything, no facility. And then he ate it. Offered to Krishna. So nicely. The eggplant does not cook. He said, I offer to Krishna. Here we have so much food stuff, Krishna. Rasamalai, Burfi, Sandesh, Puri, Halva, Paneer, Sabji. And we are sitting through. I want this. We have so much choice. So I hear what I'm trying to make a point here. That we have to have a humble attitude. I accept whatever you eat. I'm a disciple. The spiritual master will tell you when to eat. That is the standard of surrender. The disciple doesn't even eat unless the spiritual master tells them to eat. We have so much choice here. So, it's not that the standard is not there. Standard is always there if we want to be sincere. Like a Jamil. He came out of that situation and then he got a second chance.
But Krishna is always very merciful. He gives a chance to serve him. Where we know the Krishna consciousness, we know the philosophy, we see everything. We are in knowledge of our spiritual subject matters, of our serving Krishna, about everything. So it's ultimate.
If you see the bottle, they bring orange juice from the 7-Eleven. If the shop is closed, you go and get 7-Eleven because it's open throughout the night, 24 hours. But you read the label. If it's not expired, they won't be selling it. What's in it? You always read the label. Chaniya Suniya Vishakhaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you are not acting on Krishna consciousness, when you know this is the process, this is what I should be doing, this is the purpose of being alive. So you're like drinking the poison knowingly. Knowingly.
Well, it's okay.
No.
Check what you are eating. Are you associating with Sadhu? Are you chanting Hare Krishna? Are you chanting around nicely? Or just chanting quickly?
We have to always correct ourselves. So that's what Ajami is being checked. And Vishnu Dutas, they knew he's a devotee. So this is the meaning is there. Everything there is a meaning behind it.
Ajami also knew, this is what I should be doing. I forgot. But he chanted his son. He called his son Narayan. Not even Narayan. So he, but Narayan in the spiritual world, he sent his Vishnu Duta. Because he was so sinful that the Yamadutas came. But then Vishnu Dutas came because he chanted the name of Narayan. His son's name was Narayan.
How fortunate and how merciful is Narayan is. So imagine chanting Hare Krishna every day, sincerely, Hare Krishna, tears from the eyes. When you chant Hare Krishna, be sincere, chant from the bottom of your heart. Calling Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, deep from the bottom of your heart. Chant His name. He's sitting in my heart. He's listening.
So if I call someone, hey, I go, yeah, I call you nicely.
Hey, where are you? Tears, without
tears. But if I call you, why are you? I'm scratching my head and I'm not sincere about it. He doesn't pay attention.
So when you call someone, you put an effort. Kaibo, Mahatma Prabhu, Hare Krishna, Jack. Like that, you call the devotee's name with sincerity.
Maybe not sincere, but at least you're calling them so they can hear you pronouncing the name correctly, so they can hear you.
So Krishna is there, Hare Krishna. He's there in the spiritual world, huh? Who's calling me? Kun. Who's calling me? He will come to your aid. So he's there in the name. Kali Kali Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar. He's there in the name.
But we have to chant Hare Krishna offense, without offense. Offense to the holy name when you offend the Vaishnava. Krishna takes an offense if you offend his devotee.
Which like if I offend your friend.
Yeah.
You'll be angry. Or offend your son or daughter. He directly hits you because they are connected to you. Similarly, you offend the devotee, Krishna is offended. You have to be careful. 20 times Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tears will not come because of the offense. It blocks the list of the holy name. It blocks. You are chanting for so long. I'm not getting any shakti. I'm not getting the bliss. Because we are offending Krishna. We have to be careful. So, Yamadutas. And Yamaraj, he knew that his servants, Yamaduta, offended, Ajami, offended. So he became,
oh, this devotee is so new, would be very respectful, very careful, the Vaishnava.
Anyone who chants Hare Krishna once in his mouth, once in his tongue, he is Vaishnava.
There goes the Hare Krishna. Hey, hey, hey. He's a devotee. Krishna chanting Hare Krishna. Lord Nityananda. Few days ago, his appearance there, Nityananda Tridashi. Lord Nityananda, he used to make everyone chant Hare Krishna. And he went door to door making everyone chant Hare Krishna. And they want to get rid of him. They couldn't get rid of him. He was rolled on the ground, in front of the house, on the doors, on the doorsteps. He wouldn't go away till they chant Hare Krishna once. Like a child showing tantrum, rolling on the ground. And Lord Nityananda, they say, Hare Krishna. And then he got collapsed. He was next. He just wanted once he uttered the name of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Because once they utter the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, they're devotees, they're Vaishnava. We're chanting every day, chanting, singing. Imagine how nice it is. Just once chanting Hare Krishna. I've been in this one from the childhood, with these kids, from their age, young age. I love it. Nothing else better than this, the chanting Hare Krishna. There's so many things to do. When I come in the temple room, I pick up the drum, the kartal, sing and dance. That's the highest thing I can do in the whole career of Krishna consciousness. The most peaceful, most ecstatic. I love it. There's nothing better than this. Nothing. This is the one, this chanting Hare Krishna, singing, dancing. It gives us the bliss. So many times Narayan, Hare Krishna, Ram, Nishimadeva, is the name of Krishna. It just feels so good. Just like if you are thirsty, pani lekao, pani. You ask for water. At the time of death, you ask for water. Because your throat is choking out, because the soul is leaving. It's drying out. People ask for water. When you're thirsty, you ask for water. And you drink, feels so good. You're not asking for anything. You're very thirsty. Just a cup of water. Just that's all. It satisfies completely. Not money, not anything. Just a cup of water when you're thirsty. And that water is not Krishna. Krishna has given us the best thing. So chanting Hare Krishna quenches the thirst. All our mind. Soothes the heart. Soothing the mind. Soothing the consciousness. Hare Krishna. It's so good. All the anansa in our heart. Desires for sense gratification. Desire to enjoy the life of material things. Desire, offenses, all these things go away. Cleanse away. Cheta darpanam marjanam. Marjanam is cleansed. You can go to the supermarket, get the best bar of soap, shampoo, wash your hair. But they don't have anything detergent to clean your heart. Only the holy name. This is why you sing and dance in ecstasy. This is cleansing the heart. Die in the holy name. Chant and dance so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing and dance. It's mentioned that his arms were falling out of his body. Heads were going inside. That's Jagannath. They're in ecstasy. Their heads were going inside the body. The blood was oozing out of his body. So much dancing. We're not dancing enough. Someone chant, dancing in the front, others are having a good time at the back. They put their hands in the pocket. They don't want to take it out. You need to dance. Krishna's watching. But this guy is showing his dance to you. But after, he gives his blessing. Rather than go to the hands like this. He's not giving everybody blessing. You have to be mad. Enthusiasm. Utsaha Mishaya Daya. Rupa Goswami said. Yeah, that's the qualification, the criteria. To get that love of God, you have to be enthusiastic. Just like you work so hard for a living, to buy a house, you borrow money from the bank, pay it after 30 years, It's a hard jump. Get the university. That's why you don't go to university. Get dropped out, just live in ashram to serve. It's good, good life. Krishna made it so easy, but we want to have a hard life. Get married, have children, just on and on. Ah, this is miserable. These kids, they grow up, they leave you, they think, I don't need the parents anymore. They defy you, who knows? Ah, he forced me when I was a kid, he forced me to go to Mangalarati. Now it's my time. I want to do whatever I like. I'm old enough to do my own life. Give me, get away from me. So hard work they give you, and then they leave you there. Krishna is always sitting on. He never leaves us. Pitaha prasadakato matadhata pitamaha. Krishna says, I'm the father of this universe. I'm the father of all the living entities. He's sitting in the heart of all the living entities. Shridham sarabhutanam. He's the friend of all the living entities. Sarabhutanam. They say, who's your best friend? Krishna is. He's sitting in the heart. Your best friend is not sitting in your heart. Your wife, children, they're not in your heart. Krishna is in your heart. We give so much effort to our children, to our family, but they leave you later. But Krishna is always in us. This is why we have to understand the principle of bhakti. We have to understand the principle of devotional service, bhakti yoga. Why am I doing it? What is the purpose of our life? This is how I started. So Ajami, he knew this, but temporarily he had it fall down, temporarily. Like a child, when they are born, it's mentioned, the walking propensity is already there. Just by doing the practice of walking, they get up and walk. So we are born with Bhagavan, with devotion to Krishna, but we are fall down by the influence of Maya in this world. We are in the womb. In the womb of the mother. It's so terrible in there. Especially Indian mothers, they eat chili and hot things and sour and all the very things. And pickle. It hurt the child inside. And you can all the marchapatis with pickle. And it's falling on the baby in the womb. That's why mothers in India, they go on a diet. They know. Maybe here in the West, they go to the pub, drink alcohol, smoking. That'll hurt the child. So, it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The child in the womb prayed, oh Krishna, oh God, please take me out. I'm sorry, I promise you. It's terrible in here. I'm suffering. Please take me out of this condition. I'll serve you. And when you're born, everyone is such a good, cute baby. Everyone's taking photos and stuff. And they forget. It feels so good to be out here. They forget that promise that they promised Krishna. We promise to serve Krishna in the womb. They say, oh, so fantastic here. So I love it here. As time goes, we are reminded. This temple, the Hare Krishna temple, is a place of learning. We are reminding you. This material world is not a place for a gentleman. Like a toilet. You go to the toilet, you don't stay too long there. You want to get up quickly. Sometimes they make it nice, very clean, carpet in the toilet. And they have a phone. Previously, long time ago, they had phone in a hotel maybe. So clean, you want to stay in the toilet. It feels like, oh, I like it here. In India, the toilets are not very clean. You know that. We don't have a public toilet. It's so bad. So here, I'm sure there are very intelligent people in India. They make the toilet so dirty, you don't stay too long there. So it is mentioned, we are material world. Is that like a toilet? You want to get out of here. It's not a place to live here. You want to go back to Krishna. By Kuntha, where there's no anxiety. Full of bliss. Full of eternity, full of life, full of joy. You know, here in the temple, we're chanting Hare Krishna, singing and dancing, full of joy, full of bliss, ecstasy. These are our Hare Krishna words.
I learned ecstasy. I didn't even know what it means. When I first joined, I was at age of 6. They said, Hare Krishna, ecstasy, please. I need these words. Because they're understanding it. Then I later I knew, wow. Even if you don't know the meaning, but you're in ecstasy, you're actually feeling the joy. You don't even know the meaning. That doesn't matter. So people chant Hare Krishna, they don't know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, there goes. But they're feeling the ecstasy of chanting Hare Krishna. That's why we're interested in sincerity. Krishna is listening. Hey, he sang so nicely. Who cooked this offering for me? He's watching, he's eating the offering we cook for him. We have big kitchen here. It's not for a show. We use the oven, we use the gas stove. So cook for Krishna nicely. We're not cooking for ourselves. We design the kitchen so we can cook nicely for Krishna. Those machines. Krishna is enjoying. Oh, so nice. We don't want recognition, but we want Krishna to recognize, I'm cooking for you. But he knows. Everything we do, Krishna is there watching us. We're sweeping, some Indian person comes here, they sweep the ground. Already clean, but still sweeping, to find some dust. Out of love, they want to do some service to Krishna. He may be a very rich man. He comes here, a simple cloth and sweeps the floor. We are not rich in front of Krishna, we are nothing. We are everything is Krishna's. He gives us the air to breathe. He can take away our breathing. 1 second we are gone. He controls life. Life means life air. By His mercy we are able to breathe. Doesn't matter how much you have achieved. It's His blessing on us. He will say, I work for it. It belongs to me. He can take it away too. Nothing is out. You can think whatever you like to think. We get old. It's not in our control. You can't live forever young. You can't stay here forever. Because that's the cycle. We have to go on in life. So our real purpose of human life is to come out of the cycle. To go to that place where we live eternally, our home. We don't need anxiety about it. Death is nothing. Just transmigration into soul. That's all. So, oh God, I'm going to die. Nothing to worry. The soul doesn't die. Pandita Samadachana. A real scholar. A real pandit. He's not worried because he knows Bodhichi, the soul. Goes on to the next one. They have no anxiety. So Ajami, he is like that. So we have to be careful. Am I chanting Hare Krishna? Don't slide down from your position of Krishna consciousness. Oh, this person like this to me. Oh, this Krishna is not good. Oh, you go away. But wherever you go in the material world, there's problem. Material world is not a place, like I said, like a toilet. Wherever you go, so I don't want to be Hare Krishna anymore, I'm going, this world is not nice for me. Then you go to work and your boss gives you trouble. Or mine gives you trouble. You get married and your wife gives you trouble. Or the husband gives you trouble too. Either way, there's always a problem. Material world. That for a devotee, for us, is to remember Krishna. That's our prayer. Wherever we are, Kabu Sarge, Kabu Narake, sometimes in heaven, sometimes in hell, sometimes rich, sometimes a king, sometimes a poor man. In any condition of life, in any situation, a devotee is praying to Krishna. Please allow me to remember you. Please allow me to serve you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I don't mind to be a kitajatne haila, to be a bug in the house of a devotee, that they can step on me. Grass in the lawn of a devotee, so we can step on it. We don't care what it is. Even if we don't have anything to do, it's just hanging around the temple area. Just walking around, just hanging around in the fountain, sitting there.
looking at the fish. This is so comfortable. Because you're in the right place, you're in the atmosphere of spiritualness, spiritual atmosphere. Vaikuntha, you're in Krishna's place, you're in Krishna's land, you're in the temple, you're in the safe place. Like a child, feel safe in a house, in the company of the parents, because they know the parents are there to protect them. Krishna is there to protect us. We're in the Krishna's family. There's so many things going on, so at least we're in the protection of Krishna. So you have to have this attitude. Be part of this family. Be part of Krishna's family. Not in Maya family, even though it's Krishna's. The prison house belongs to the country, but you don't want to be in the prison. You wouldn't be free man. So Maya is Krishna's energy, but we don't want to be in Maya. We want to be in the right place. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yeah, he is an associate with the Mahaprabhu. Narottama, that basically he means. And he's I think he just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So and he also wrote a lot of songs. As you see, bhajans, Vaishnava songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottama Thakur, Raghunath, there are songs that we've seen. They're written by the acharyas. So when they still read this, they still write songs. These songs are not just songs that we've seen. These songs are like last. They're writing songs in Bengali. And those days in the about 5 years ago, he arrived that the songs they wrote, they were philosophy. So when people like to sing, they're singing, they say, this means this. So it's like reading Bhagavatam. So Narottama Das Thakur, Raghunatha Das Goswami, Vishnu Das Chakravarti Thakur, they're all acharyas in our Sampradaya Vaishnava acharyas, and they were disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are 4 Sampradayas, the Vaishnava Sampradaya, this Sampradaya, and we are coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narottama Das Thakur is coming in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so our teachings is Vaishnava teachings, teachings of chanting the holy name. Sankirtan Yajna, Hare Krishna mantra. So he wrote all these songs, basic songs, and then these songs are like books, like philosophy. Like Vyasadeva wrote the Bhagavatam. And also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote so many songs, Narada. So these songs are, and particularly he wrote these songs because people like to sing. So they can sing, and also at the same time, there is a message in the song. That's the philosophy. So all the songs we have, there are songs written by Narottama Das Thakur. We have a song book, half the songs of the book is written by Narottama Das Thakur, and they're all philosophy, more or less. So it's not like we're singing songs. Like in Gujarat, they sing songs in glorification of Balagopal. Krishna child has songs. So our songs, Vaishnava songs, because we are a Krishna movement, and we are coming the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narottama Das Thakur is a great acharya in our line. He is wrote all the songs. And right just after the disappearance of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they are very prominent in Bengal. And then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So I think his samadhi is in Dhamma. So there's a Father Damodar temple has a lot of samadhi. So they used to live in Vrindavan. Most of these acharyas, they live in Vrindavan. And that's why all the main temples, the 7 temples in Vrindavan, they were run by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So if you go to Radha Raman and Radha Damodar, they're all Kamila, and that's why Srila Prabhupada was living in Radhanamada, but these temples were run by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So that's why if you Narottamdas Thakur had the Samadhi pulled down, because those Samadhis were connected to those temples that they established. So even though they came from Bengal, but they were kind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who gave them instruction to go to Vrindavan and establish Krishna consciousness there. So that's why many of the Bengali acharyas that came from Bengal, but they're the one who has accelerated the Vrindavan holy dham places. The Narottamdas Thakur, he had his place in Vrindavan. And perhaps, and some of the acharyas also came from Bangladesh. But those days, Bangladesh was part of Bengal. So many of the acharyas perhaps came from Bangladesh, which we see today. Okay, Hare Krishna. The Prabhupada, he died.